What's occurring?
Just you again then, Becky.
Who's winning so far this week?
You.
Yes.
Oh. What's occurring?
Play along and see if you beat Becky today, please, on our guessing game quiz, last one of the week. Oh, What's Occurring starts now. Text in with your scores on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Stupid Street?
Yes.
We went there earlier.
I got caught out there yesterday. Did I tell you that?
No.
Well, I was walking down there and I saw Sarah, who did the boxes yesterday, and I thought, oh no, I'm on Stupid Street, I must quickly get off, and me and my friend who I was with ran as fast as we could.
What, to avoid being asked any questions?
Mm.
Wow.
Well, no, it was a bit embarrassing being on Stupid Street, because if you're on Stupid Street, you're a bit stupid, aren't you?
Mm. Well, sometimes you can't avoid it when they close that road at the end, though.
Camp Cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Mm. Well, anyway, we went onto the streets and we asked them, if you could talk to any animal, what animal would you talk to and why? I have no idea why we asked this, we just felt like it. What do you think the most popular answer was? You could talk to any animal, which one and why?
Monkey.
Why?
I love monkeys. I'd want to talk to a monkey.
They scare me.
They're amazing. They're most like humans, I think.
That's what I don't like about them.
Well, who would you talk to?
One ate a whole packet of crisps that I'd had once.
Did it?
Yeah, in Thailand. It nicked them off me and then just ate all of it and drank all my water, nicked that as well. So therefore I don't trust them. Anyway.
Who would you talk to?
I don't know. A pig.
Why?
Don't know. Never really met one up close. So it'd be a first. Anyway, you're saying monkey?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people on Stupid Street.
If you could talk to any animal, what would it be and why?
It would be a golden lion tamarind.
What's that, please?
I've no what the fuck is. It's like a monkey, but not.
It'd be my dog, an ant, to find out where it gets its strength from to carry so much so that I could carry all of my daily shopping everywhere.
I'd talk to Shamu in SeaWorld and ask him if he likes splashing small children for fun and if he's seen Free Willy.
A horse, because I have two and I'd love to know what they're thinking.
I'd probably speak to a squirrel because I'm always watching them out the back garden. They love to understand how they move so quickly and jumping around all over the place, how they're wrecking my garden as well, digging up my plants.
I would speak to my dog.
It would be a monkey.
And what would you say to him?
Wow. Actually, I've changed my answer. Not a pig.
Who?
A horse for one bin. That's who I'd like to talk to you most of all. I like this person.
If you spent a day out with Shamu, where would you go? What would you do?
I'd go to Venice, right, and sit on his back, and then just kind of, like, you know, cruise around all the canals and wave at all the Italian girls.
Oh, so, like, free travel, and yeah. You reckon that's quite a good pickup?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, would you want to jump on my whale and we'll go for a ride?
Okay.
Oh! What's occurring?
It was a joint answer, dog and monkey, so I'll let you have a point.
Yes.
Because you said monkey.
Thank
Fair
you.
Play. Next one. You know the people from Showstopper, the musical that came in earlier?
Yep.
What they do is they do shows and they can literally improvise. So you give them a subject and they can do a musical song about it. We got them to do one earlier using Take That song titles. My question to you, in the song they performed, just off the top of their heads, how many Take That songs could they get in to one tune?
15
Take That tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are those people from Showstopper the Musical putting Take That song titles into another song.
Babe.
There's gotta be a way.
It only takes a minute.
That could be magic.
Why can I wake up next to you?
Because everything changes, don't you see?
We could rule the world.
Sure.
It'll be the greatest day.
The greatest day starts out with a set of promises.
I pray down on my knees.
That's true. And a million love songs are coming for you.
Oh, love ain't here anymore.
again.
Everything keeps changing.
I want you back for good.
Shine, shine, shine to my heart.
Never forget, never forget.
It only takes a minute from your time.
Yeah, well, how deep is your love?
Why can't I wake up here with you?
Never forget.
Love ain't here any.
I didn't say the song had to make sense, did I?
No, I was going to say, I thought they'd try and be a bit subtle about it, but no, no they just were straight read them
in.
Out.
17 songs in their improvised track, but that's quite good.
That was good, yeah.
You know, just from a list of songs, fair play to them.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last one. You know Celebrity MasterChef?
Mm-hmm.
It was on last night?
Yes.
Colin Murray was on?
Yeah.
Didn't win. My question to you, how many times did they mention food in a 1 hour long Celebrity MasterChef last night?
Loads.
Yes, I need a number.
55.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's all the food from last night's Celebrity MasterChef.
Smoked haddock, bacon, mango, fennel, spaghetti, raspberries, ginger biscuits, dark chocolate.
Food.
Smoked haddock chowder.
Fish.
Chowder. Spaghetti, baked fennel, lemon, watercress.
Fennel, baked pasta.
Smoked haddock, sweet potato, blue cheese, bechamel sauce.
Fish. White sauce. Mashed veg. Blancmange. White sauce. Blue cheese. Potato.
Bacon, fennel, mango, ginger and chilli.
Fennel, bacon and mango. Fennel, bacon, mango, chilli, ginger.
Baked tomato, onion, blue cheese.
Baked onion, tomato, blue cheese.
Raspberry crumble, chocolate custard,
crumble chocolate, ginger nut biscuit, raspberry custard, chocolate,
raspberry custard,
smoked haddock chowder, fish potatoes, chowder, pasta salad, bacon, mango, chili, mash,
bacon, tomato, cheese,
crumble,
seafood salad, artichokes, tomato, lemon and basil, cocktail, beetroot and potato and gelato, butchini mushrooms, pheasants, black truffle, parma ham, chestnut and fennel, risotto,
buffalo mozzarella, citrus salad, pheasants,
mushroom pasta, pasta, mushrooms,
pheasants, cold cannon, poached egg, portobello mushroom, walnut, ion, chicken breast.
Start to speed up a bit because otherwise it will be here until like 7 o'clock.
Salad, cold cannon, broccoli,
mushroom cheese, mushroom cocoa, mash and fish.
There's over 300 if you're interested.
Was it?
Mm. Salad, tomato, basil, beans, garlic, pepper, basil, fish, bananas, berries, fruit, biscuits.
You said 55, so... Also, can someone tell me what this is?
Clafouti.
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 It was featured a bit last night.
The Clafouti.
The Clafouti.
Is that a food?
Apparently so.
Mm.
And also...
Pheasant.
Cold cannon, poached egg, portobello mushroom,
walnut, iard.
Yeah, iard. What's that?
No idea.
No?
Too common for all this food.
The Clafouti.
The Clafouti. What's that?
I don't know, but it looks like it might sound quite nice. It sounds quite nice.
Some of those words and food stuffs I just don't get. Anyway, you didn't really get any right apart from monkey, so 1 point today and oh, what's occurring? You still win anyway, hooray.
Oh!
Listen again to all of Radio 1 whenever you like.
At bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The Clafouti.